Welcome all to the 2025 Month 7 Investable ETR briefing that covers the trading period from the 1st of July to the 31st of July 2025. Hopefully, you'll find it interesting as we look closer at what's happening within the Credit Group. Firstly, George will show you some of the work that goes on at our deal desk and some of the potential projects him and the team are looking at. Next, Neil will be discussing trade finance transactions during the month of July and will give a refresh on the core principles Credit was built on. We will also be looking at segments on our monthly reports and updates on the European and global economies. Then we'll look at the briefing itself and some of the key information from it with some updates on Credit. We also have an update on the investable ETR rates at the end of this meeting. So for our first topic, I'll hand you over to George, who's a member of our deal desk.
Thanks, Maria. I hope everyone is having a great afternoon. The deal desk team is focused on maintaining our momentum as we head towards the end of quarter three in 2025 and beyond. We are in discussions with a Zambian-based mining and mineral trading firm. This company specializes in exporting raw materials from sub-Saharan Africa to major global markets, including China, Europe, the Middle East, and India. Founded in 2017, the company operates with a full mineral trading permit and has strong ties with local miners, processors, and logistics partners. This company handles a range of critical mineral essential for modern industrial and decarbonization efforts, including lithium, which is sourced primarily in Zimbabwe, destined for markets such as Durban and beyond. Cobalt is vital for rechargeable batteries in electronics and green tech. Ferroalloys, which they've exported efficiently across regions including Europe, the Middle East, South Africa, and Pakistan. And copper concentrate are procured through 20% to 30% from Zambian processors, which are significant for cathode production amid a growing copper deficit. With operations spanning Zambia, Zimbabwe, and the Democratic Republic of Congo, or DRC for short, this company deals in high-grade manganese, lithium, cobalt, and copper resources. They have a firm commitment to eco-friendly and ethical operations. They embrace sustainable sourcing, acknowledging the shifting demands towards green technologies like electric vehicles. Their supply chain prioritizes compliance with environmental regulations and enforces strict due diligence. The deal that we're discussing with them involves the purchase of silicomanganese from suppliers in Zambia to then be sold to customers in Pakistan. We are in currently in discussions with in discussing a deal with a local food producer based in Dublin, founded in August 2016. This is a privately owned catering supplier known for offering a diverse range of halal food products. The company caters to both retail and business clients across Ireland. They specialize in supplying halal chicken and meat alongside seafood, burgers, doner kebabs, potato chips, various drinks and packaging solutions. Their focus is on wholesale distribution and supply to restaurants, retail outlets, and event caterers. We really like this company because they occupy a specialized niche in the Irish food and distribution sector by providing halal certified products, which is an essential service for diverse religious and cultural markets. Their service profile includes, as we mentioned, a broad product range and a secure and professional corporate standing in Dublin's business landscape. We are also in discussions with a dynamic and entrepreneurial enterprise operating primarily in South Africa's copper mining and infrastructure sectors. Founded in 2005, the company is driven by a vision to not only extract the continent's mineral resources, but also to add value locally, ensuring that African resources first benefit African communities. The company operates through offices spread across Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal, and Limpopo, positioning itself close to key industrial and mining hubs. The company is also actively expanding within the broader South African development community region, targeting neighboring countries including Zimbabwe, Zambia, and the DRC. The deal that we're discussing with them is a copper cathode trading project. The originator will source copper cathodes from a company in DRC and sell them to a supplier, sorry, a customer, should I say, in Switzerland. We are excited about the prospect of working with this company. Their corporate ethos includes not only business success, but also social responsibility. They prioritize community empowerment, enterprise development, and entrepreneurial growth. They acquire exploration rights over strategic mineral-rich areas and partner with third-party contractors to develop viable mining prospects. Their collaborative model enables them to scale up as projects mature. Leveraging trade agreements, they secure and export over 30,000 tons of copper concentrate each year, with China identified as a key international market. We discussed halal food products in the briefing today. Interestingly, Dublin is a growing hub for halal cuisine. Dublin has seen a surge in demand for halal foods, driven by its growing Muslim population, which is now estimated at over 70,000 people across Ireland, with Dublin being the largest hub. The demand, this demand has transformed the city's culinary landscape, bridging diverse halal options to mainstream dining. It's not just for Muslims, though, as many people, regardless of faith, choose halal meat for perceived higher quality, hygiene, and ethical slaughtering practices. Several butchers and restaurants in Dublin highlight halal certification as a mark of premium quality. Dublin also hosts occasional halal food festivals and markets where people can explore a range of food, from authentic Middle Eastern dishes to Asian and African halal delicacies. These events encourage cross-cultural culinary exchange and help non-Muslims understand halal dietary practices. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Now I'll pass you over to Neil.
Thanks for that, George. Always great to hear about the deals and the work that's going on with Deal Desk. Good afternoon, all. So for today's Trade Desk section, we'll look at an originator involved in the beauty and fashion sector. They're an Irish-based client who've increased presence in this market by utilizing credit services, joined the exchange back in 2020. They availed of trade finance, which provided them with an ability to purchase supplies in bulk, and by doing so, they've been able to secure valuable discounts on these orders. They originally made a name for themselves by focusing on clothing items with a particular attention on denim jeans, which they retail to a loyal customer base both online and at trade fairs up and down the country. Company directors are known for their influential presence, and they boast over 500,000 social media followers. This online presence has allowed them to reach a wider audience, which has supported the ever-expanding growth of the company. Both directors have demonstrated their commitment to credit and have signed personal guarantees, which emphasize the confidence they have in their company's ability to generate sales, but it also mitigates potential concerns credit might have regarding non-payments. By them putting their own financial stakes on the line, it shows they've embraced responsibility. It also sends a powerful message about the belief they have in their products. Since their commencement, they've traded €4 million worth of BETR creditor invoices. Credit pays suppliers on behalf of the originator, most of whom are based in Turkey, Italy, China, and Korea. Then suppliers will then ship the goods, with transport typically taking between 4 to 6 weeks. All sales are then processed via Shopify's online platform, where they're monitored by Trade Desk daily. We also have obtained assignment over sales receipts, meaning all Shopify payments are transferred directly to a credit bank account. These receipts are then used to settle supplier invoices, which were originally paid by credit. As part of the originator's aims to grow and strengthen the brand, they came to credit in early 2023 to share plans of launching a cosmetics brand. Trade Desk evaluated the business plan and carried out our due diligence on the manufacturers and the products, and we granted an increased facility up to €350,000 to fund additional orders and manufacture the new beauty products. Similar to the fashion brand, credit pays the suppliers on behalf of the originator, but all sales again mandated to a credit bank account through Shopify's system. The originator wanted to create a brand with a range of exceptional beauty products that are expertly crafted, environmentally conscious, and easy to use, but they didn't want to diminish the quality and wanted the products to feature professional grade formulations. They spent 6 months visiting various suppliers and factories to ensure that they could create the bespoke beauty products specifically as they wanted. All the suppliers are blue chip cosmetic manufacturers in Italy, Germany, and Korea who have a proven track record dealing with premium and luxury well-known cosmetic brands such as MAC, Chanel, Hourglass, amongst others. I'm delighted to say that the originator launched the cosmetic brand in November 2023, with sales exceeding the forecast. With the help of Credette, they have bought new products to market over the last 6 months, and they plan to introduce further new products before the end of the year. The originator forecasts sales to continue to grow along with their brand. As discussed in previous briefings, it is important for us to showcase Credette's core principles of funding Irish companies. We take pride in being part of the growth stories and how our clients can seize on opportunities to grow their business, all with the help of Credette Investor Funds. I will now pass you back over to Maria, who will continue with the briefing.
Thanks, Neil. It's always interesting to hear about the various originator companies on the exchange and the trades that we're working on. So as we've stated before, Credette will always try to stay informed on what's happening in the world when looking for any new business. Trades that are meaningful to us and have an impact in today's current affairs will always be available as they are what the world and the market is focusing on. So moving to the Baltic Index, we saw that July started off at 1,463. The index steadily increased throughout the month to end month 7 at a figure of 2,053. The Baltic Index was recorded at 2,046 as of today. As mentioned in other briefings, we promise to continuously keep an eye on the global economy and factor in geopolitical issues that can cause ongoing effects to the market. Moving to global news, the Eurozone flash PMI hit a 15-month high in August as manufacturing conditions improved for the first time since mid-2022. Business activity grew its fastest rate since May 2024, according to provisional PMI survey data, though the pace of expansion remained frustratingly sluggish. The S&P Global PMI Output Index rose 50.9 in July, compared to 50.9 in July to 51.1 in August. The output expansion was driven by the manufacturing sector, while services business activity also rose for the third month running. However, it grew only at a modest and reduced rate. Eurozone inflation remained at the ECB's 2% target last month, defying expectations of a slight fall as lower energy costs and a stronger euro helped keep prices in check. ECB President Christine Lagarde said in July that the central bank was in a good place as it left its key rate at 2%. Looking at the UK, we see that UK businesses are having their strongest month in a year thanks to a rebound in the dominant services sector, according to the early PMI survey data for August. The PMI covering manufacturing as well as services rose to 53 in August, up from 51.5 in July. UK Consumer Confidence Index also rose from 45.1 in July to 47 in August. The Bank of England voted by a fine margin to cut interest rates from 4.25% to 4% as the bank resumed what it describes as a gradual and careful approach to monetary easing. This decision was made despite the conflicting risks posed by the inflation rate at 3.8% and a worsening of job losses in the economy. Moving to the US, we see US Consumer Confidence Index fell to 97.4 this month from 98.7 in July. Revisions by the Bureau of Labor Statistics to its May and June figures shaved 258,000 jobs off the previous estimates, with the unemployment rate now at 4.2%. The Federal Reserve's key inflation metric showed a gain of 2.1% for the quarter, just above the 2% inflation target. Speaking on this at the annual gathering in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell has said the effects of tariffs on consumer prices are now clearly visible. Markets appear to interpret Powell's speech as an indication that the Federal Reserve would cut interest rates at its next meeting in September. Moving to the last section, I will discuss the briefing itself. You will see the figures in the first section showing the active RSA of 66.28 million euro with 69.55 million euro fully allocated. If we look to the right-hand side of the briefing, we can see that the credit index is 71, with the trading figure for the month recorded at 20.56 million euro, with all available ETR in the market fully utilized. Credit control collections this month amounted to 4.41 million euro, with the exchange's performance once again continuing to jump ahead of all prior years. Our list of top 10 largest holdings and top 10 rated once again contain regular appearances from EKFB, Atradius, and HSE. At the top of the list, similar to last month's briefing, is construction debtor EKFB. Cork City Council is also back near the top, with Tarmac Trading and CCP Building Products moving higher, making another appearance. Our donut graphs show the wide variation of our investments, with the largest sections again in wholesale and retail, construction, manufacturing, and hospitality. These different sectors have familiar debtors on our top 10 largest holdings, with regular and reoccurring ones as well as new debtors being added monthly. The performance in wholesale and retail was the highest this month, with Atradius representing this sector. Hospitality was our second largest in performance this month, followed by construction, which is represented by EKFB in our largest holdings for July. These donut graphs continue to show the strong levels of diversification employed throughout credit. If we continue to look at the performance sector, we see that for month 7 of 2025, trading totaled 20.56 million euro, which is circa 32% higher than the 13.81 million euro recorded in month 7 of 2024. Volumes decreased for this month as the value to volume ratio increased again in line with higher value and quality traded ETRs. Investor redemptions increased to 1.19 million euro, with the credit index at 71 for July. Finally, the construction sector registered the largest trade in July at 9.88 million euro. Our trend section shows the interest rate for the month running outside of the current demand, fixed and term rates. We can see from the briefing that the interest rate started at 2.085%. This rate increased at the start of month 7, reaching a high of 2.100% in the first week before steadily decreasing throughout the month to end at 2.072%, with potential for August's rates to ease and remain steady. As you all know from previous months, our investable rates on offer for the three products currently stand at demand at 3.50%, fixed at 4.25% for 12 months, and term at 15% at the end of 36 months. This section shows that demand for investable is starting to level off and show consistency. And as before, the briefing document ends with the RSA figure of 66.28 million euro. And that concludes this month's briefing for July 2025. We also have an announcement regarding the investable ETR rates. We'd like to inform intermediaries that the rates will be changing. The new rates effective October 1st, 2025 are as follows. Demand at 3%, fixed at 3.750% for 12 months, and term at 12% at the end of 36 months. Intermediaries will also be notified via email of the upcoming change in rates in the next couple days. And of course, you can also check our website investable.com for the latest dates on offer. Thank you.